2012 on WTOP.
President Obama cast his early ballot just minutes ago at the Martin Luther King Community Center in Chicago. Meantime, former Secretary of State Colin Powell says he is sticking with the president, offering his endorsement for a second time. Powell says he's still a Republican, but he's praised the president's handling of the economic recovery.
Joining us to talk about it, Tim Mak, defense reporter for Politico. Tim, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How important is this endorsement as the president and Mitt Romney remain in a very tight race?
Well, General Colin Powell has always been seen as one of those independents that can move votes. He's seen as a hero amongst a lot of people, especially for his work in the 90s as a member of the military and then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So when you're talking about independent voters, a lot of them look up to him.
Okay. Now, I don't think there are too many people, though, who can move votes the way General Powell does. So does it really come down to campaign machinery, the ground game at this point, or are there still some people out there that can help out the president?
I think General Colin Powell's endorsement does matter. Are get-out-the-vote programs going to matter more? Probably. I mean, you're going to probably see them having more impact, in especially in swing states like Virginia and Ohio. What it does, though, is it does steal from Mitt Romney an important endorsement that could have added to what they're hoping to get, which is momentum going into Election Day.
Well, let me ask you, among undecided voters, who might be moved by the Powell endorsement?
Well, Powell is especially respected by those in the military. He's seen as a moderate Republican, with strong roots in the Department of Defense. He has a lot of friends there. We're talking maybe some people in Northern Virginia, for example. So that might look up to him and might look to him as a barometer of what a moderate Republican is nowadays.
Among people who are either in the military or have connections to the military, what's the verdict overall on President Obama? Do they see him as somebody who got the U.S. out of one war, about to get out of another, and went after Osama bin Laden? Or do they view him as perhaps weak on defense?
Well, there isn't a lot of polling that is done on military service members, active military service members, especially since they're scattered all around the world at bases or concentrated in very narrow areas like in Northern Virginia, for example, and near the Pentagon. What we do know more about is what veterans think, and by a margin of about 2-1, veterans support Mitt Romney over Barack Obama. And while it is true that Barack Obama has overseen the withdrawal of troops from Iraq, veterans still seem to prefer the Republican brand, which historically has been very good on national security.
All right. Tim Mak, defense reporter for Politico. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you.
For more news, check out Politico.com.